local news. Time to sit to WRGN. It's exactly 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do the news, right?
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel says a ceasefire has taken effect in Gaza, hours after the Israeli cabinet approved the first phase of President Trump's peace plan. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have begun walking toward northern Gaza. The families of hostages are exhaling. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
President Trump will land at Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday morning and will be welcomed with a formal ceremony. He will then head straight to the Knesset in Jerusalem to deliver a speech and then return to the airport. According to the ceasefire deal that the president brokered, Hamas is set to release the remaining 48 hostages, both alive and dead, and Israel is to free 2,000 Palestinian prisoners by the time that the president speaks.
There will be U.S. boots on the ground. CBS's Linda Kenyon from the White House.
Some 200 troops are being deployed to Israel to help support and monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal. These U.S. troops will be part of a multinational team that will also include non-governmental organizations and the private sector.
President Trump heads for a medical checkup at Walter Reed Army Medical Center after his hopes for a peace prize were dashed today.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided.
Not Donald Trump. The Nobel Peace Prize heading instead 2,500 miles south of the White House.
Maria Corina Machado.
There was an audible stir in the room.
She's receiving the Nobel Peace Prize for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela.
The committee honoring a democratic opposition leader at a time, it says, when democracy is under threat around the world.
The last monthly jobs report was scrapped because of the government shutdown, but we will get the next report on consumer prices.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is recalling some people so it can publish the Consumer Price Index for September. The government needs that key inflation report to calculate the annual cost of living adjustments to Social Security payments, which have to be announced by November 1st. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the Federal Reserve needs the CPI as it considers another interest rate cut.
Without those data points, the Fed is flying blind.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been charged as part of a mortgage fraud investigation the Trump administration's been pushing for. James is defending her office lawsuit against the president and his company for fraud.
We conducted a two-year investigation based on the facts and evidence, not politics.
Dow futures are up 26, S&P futures down 1, and so are NASDAQ futures. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police say an argument with an Uber driver turned into gunfire in Racine. 29-year-old Christian Cooley was arrested after police say he opened fire near LaSalle and West Streets last Thursday. Investigators say Cooley fired up to 18 rounds at the driver's car after a verbal fight. A criminal complaint says there's video showing him aiming the weapon as the vehicle left. No injuries were reported, but the car was damaged by multiple bullet holes. Cooley is now charged with reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct, both involving a dangerous weapon. The Racine County executive is pushing back after a state memo accused the county of spending problems. The legislative memo from Madison claims the county's budget ballooned nearly 19%, but County Executive Ralph Malicki says the real levy increase is closer to 2.4% a year. He argues the state got it wrong by counting outside revenues that don't affect local taxes. The county executive says homeowners are actually seeing a small decrease in their tax bill. He calls that memo misleading and says it fuels distrust instead of cooperation. A statement put out last night says Malicki was confused and disappointed to see outside politics attempting to govern Racine County's local operations. Tis the season for Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots. The longtime Racine County tradition is getting ready to help area kids. Registration is now open for the program, which provides gifts for kids at Christmas. Families can sign up at the City Hall Annex on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Organizers say you'll need proof of residency, photo ID, and documents for each child. Special sign-up days are planned for tomorrow and other dates in November and December. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a three-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet. Got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game, nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I like music, man. That's why I like to go to the airport early, you know? I always play great music. They always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know. Yesterday, all my... Would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday. I love that song. Takes my mind off traveling.
But I also grew up in the North, you know. My great-grandfather came from Italy to New York, New York to Chicago, and into Wisconsin into witness protection. It's a complicated story. I don't want to get deep into it, folks.
My guest is that guy, Joey Aiello. Hi, Joey, how are you?
Good morning.
Now, I know you for several years, but my wife knows you since you're a little toddler.
Yeah.
You go way back.
Way back.
And I have videos of you as a little kid with your brother and my stepson. You had a rap band or something together. We don't play any of your hits. But
I started rapping when I was 11 years old, and it actually started to help me when I got into comedy. Yeah. The rapping and how I used to write raps, I just transferred it over into writing jokes.
So. Well, let me. Are you from Racine originally?
I am, born and raised.
Okay, born and raised in Racine. So you're a local yokel. That's good. But you're also a comedian that travels all across America
and
through Canada.
Yeah.
But you also perform in Branson. Isn't that your home base now,
that
Branson?
Is. Yeah. Yeah, I had to get out of shows to come on the road because we're still in our season. But I'm on tour right now. So I'm in the Shepherd of the Hills. I'm at the Comedy Bash.
It's Shepherd of the Hills,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was based on a novel written by Harold Bell Wright. Yeah. I'm in the Playhouse Theater out there.
Now, all your comedy is clean comedy.
That's right. Yeah.
No dirty words, no innuendos, all clean comedy. Is that more difficult to do?
It is, because anytime you have like a dirty thought, you have to cancel it out if you want to work clean. You know what I'm saying? So like it's sometimes harder. You know, I have a lot of dirty jokes I could do. But.
Now we run a lot of comedians here after the weather at the top and bottom of the hour. Like Jim Gaffigan,
yes,
plays clean.
Right.
Brian Regan, Dennis Regan.
Right.
I'm trying to look at all the comedians. Kevin James we use. Jay Moore. All the comedians here. And they're all clean bits because we can't run. Mm-hmm. Kathleen Madigan?
Kathleen Madigan.
Yeah, because we can't run any dirty ones, obviously. I think the clean ones are funnier. I really do. Now, you play a lot of religious. You play churches, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So... Now, it's got to be really special when you do it to the church, right?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in church, so I understand the culture, you know.
Now, I have to do a presentation with our church later on at noon today, or 11 o'clock today. And open up with a joke. I have a nice joke. Nice, clean. It's got a good punchline to it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and this is an older crowd. It's a senior luncheon. So you can't really go over their heads with a joke. And it's just one joke.
Right.
One and done. Right. And then I move on to the presentation. How long have you been doing comedy? Now, you're about, let me just take a look here. I see a little wisp of gray. Nothing really up there. So I'm going to assume 47, 48?
Yeah. 48. Yeah, 20 years I've been doing stand-up.
I knew that because you're 2 years older than my stepson. I was just kind of playing around with you. I knew exactly how old you are. Okay, now, when did you decide comedy?
Well, I was in college, and there was this guy going to open mics, and, you know, he wasn't that funny, and, I was like, hey, I want to try that. So I got up and open mic at a comedy night, and I just got hooked on it.
Did you have a routine or anything at that time?
Well, I had ideas. I had premises, you know, and that's really, you know, comedy is all about editing, you know, just editing down. When you first get into comedy, you think, oh, this is the joke. And it's like, it's not. It's just the premise or the idea of the joke. And then you have to punch it up, and you have to use the timing and the delivery, and you have to get the punchlines just where they need to be.
How, when you're on stage, 45 minutes, an hour, how long?
An hour is what
an hour. What if the crowd isn't good? You're stuck with an hour with a bad crowd.
Right.
How do you do that?
But
if these jokes aren't hitting these people, you know.
Yeah, you just push through it, you know. Every time you bomb or you don't do well, you have to take a look back at you know, you have to look at your act, and you have to realize, man, I need to punch this up. I need more structure in the jokes, and you know, misdirections, and you know, punchlines. It's just important to, you know, if the crowd knows where you're going with the joke, then they go but if they don't know where you're going and you can hit them, then you keep their attention, you know, and that's why it's important to look at your act and punch it up. And
I can't imagine being there for an hour and no one's laughing. Oh, that would just
oh yeah, it's horrible.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
You ever end the act early just to get out of there?
No, well, no, I do my time. So.
You just do your time like prison.
Right. Well, I was in the middle of a show. You know, the hardest thing is, you know, kids are my biggest fans, especially the 3-year-olds. I was in the middle of my act.
You can pull anything over their eyes.
Middle of my act, and the 3-year-old yells out, "I want to go home." And I was like, after that kid said that, I'm like, "I want to go home."
I want to go home. What if an adult says that? Then you're really in trouble.
You just take it and you run with it and make funny, you know.
Okay, we're going to talk about how do you write a joke. I've never written a joke. I just take other people's jokes and kind of say, I came up with this idea. Do you ever steal? Is that like persona non grata? You cannot do that kind of thing in comedy. Take someone else's joke.
Right. You want to keep your own.
It would be embarrassing if you got caught stealing a joke, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah, sometimes it depends on what the situation is. You know, like I'm on a comedy bus in Branson, Missouri, and you know, we do like street jokes sometimes in a concept, you know, like because we're playing characters, you know. So, you know, it just depends on how you do it, you know. But I mean, I write my own stuff. You know, you should write your own stuff and try to write your own stuff. Yeah.
You know? Now, you travel a lot. You said through the U.S. and Canada. What makes you go to Canada?
Well, my agency's based out of Canada, and I'm on my way to the date night tour. And I'm also on a thing called A Night to Remember for couples. And so I'm getting ready to go on tour. Or I'm on tour right now, but that's a big tour. Like the date night tour, we sold 56,000 tickets on that tour. And so like a lot of the nights, there's 1,500 people there at the shows. So it's really cool. I'm going to Atlantic Canada. So I'm going to Newfoundland and Prince Edward Island. And
does your family go with you?
No, I mean, it's brutal, you know. It's like, we have a show the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and we're in a different city in a different province a lot of the time, so it's brutal, you know.
I know your wife, lovely lady. This is a wonderful woman you're married to. You have two great kids. Do you miss them when you're on the road?
I do, you know. I do. We go on big vacations, and then where we live in a tourist town.
Yeah.
So where I live, you know, that's what's so beautiful about performing in Branson. Because you do the shows, and then after you're done, you go home just like a regular job, you know. But your kids grow up in an amusement park, and when you have your own show or you're in a show, you get into the shows in Branson for free. You get into the attractions. We have what's called a reciprocal, so it's really cool, you know, for the kids to be able to go and enjoy life.
Now, for people that can't write jokes, and there are people, you know, not everyone's that talented. Can you buy them?
You can buy them. Yeah, you can get writers that can write for you. I'm a member of a Clean Comedy Association. So, you know, for me, I write with other comedians. We get ideas, you know, with each other. And that's really helpful, you know, because you can only come up with so many ideas on your own. When you get with other like-minded mm-hmm. people, they'll give you a tag or they'll give you a punchline. You know, it's your premise, and that's kind of the rule. Is if it's your idea, then that's your joke, but people can help you with the tags and the punchlines and things like that.
So. We're talking to Joey Aiello. Joey is from Racine originally. Now he tours America, Canada. Doing comedy. You've been doing this all your life, though.
Yeah, I've been writing since I was 11. I've been rapping. Yeah. You know, I took the concept of rapping. You know, there's a misconception. Everybody thinks that rapping is like you have to rhyme every word, and that's not true. You know, so I took that. We do what's called bars, and the reason why it's done in a bar is because the beat comes, and if you don't end when you're supposed to end, then you're off beat. And that's the same way with stand-up. The punchline, or if you don't have a punchline, it's called a tag, and that's what leads the next sentence. But you have to stop, and you have to pause, you have to let the audience laugh. You have to hear them. You play by ear, really. Mm-hmm. I'm a drummer, so I understand the rudiments and I understand the beats and the rhythm, and that's what I infuse into my show. It's like a rhythm. It's a lot of fun, you know.
Hey, well, more with Joey Aiello coming up in just a moment. Right now, we've got Pete with the Beat, 17 past 7, WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. One battle after another seems to be the movie with the most early Oscar buzz. According to Variety, the critic's darling and really fun movie start to finish is on track to potentially receive as many as 14 Academy Award nods. If it happens, it would tie the record for the most all time held by Titanic, All About Eve, and La La Land. Six of those nominations could come in the acting category. Five of the potential acting nominees are well seasoned, if not previous winners. But the big story is breakout star of the film, Chase Infinity, who could draw a Best Actress nod. Her two female co-stars, Regina Hall and Tiana Taylor, are favorites to draw nominations in the Best Supporting Actress category. Leonardo DiCaprio is expected to be nominated for Best Actor, with co-stars Sean Penn and Benicio Del Toro possibly receiving Best Supporting Actor nominations. That would give the film six nominations for acting, which is unprecedented. If you haven't seen this movie, I highly recommend it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
And my first time in Canada was so true. You guys were going through that mad cow disease moment. And I went to a restaurant, I wanted a steak, and I said, I want my steak medium. And the lady goes, sir, everything we do here in Canada is well done. I thought she was bragging. I was like, way to go. Now go get my steak medium. She goes, sir, everything we do here in Canada. That's right. That's right.
Joey Aiello, that's a funny bit, is my guest and the stand-up comic, but from Racine. That's the most important part. You're homegrown.
That's right.
Now, nobody in your family does this, right? It's your brother. He's not a comic.
Well, my parents were professional clowns. When
that's
I was a
right.
Kid.
Yeah. Your mom and dad were clowns. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Now, I've seen pictures.
That's right.
Your dad worked for the sheriff's department here
right.
in town.
My father
too.
Was really funny. You know, he would. And some people are scared of clowns. You know,
Jim Aiello. Yeah.
They're scared of that person who takes the time to dress up as a clown, put the makeup on, then walks around and uses his regular voice. Do you want a hug? You know, you're scared of weirdos. You know, you're not scared of clowns per se. You know, the art form of clowning. Clowning, like Red Skelton, I seen him in 1989 at the Riverside Theater, and he was what was called a character clown, where he'd put a hat on, and he didn't have to have the makeup, but he would become a clown, and it was funny, you know, his act. I watched him for 2 hours, just kill it, you know. I also seen Bill Cosby go for 2 hours, but that was before he got in trouble, but he was funny too, you know. So and so as a kid, I was like, man, I want to do that. I want to make people laugh too. So I was kind of growing up around it, so it was kind of marinating, you know. My dad loved comedy, and he always exposed me to great comedy. So
anyways, your dad worked for the sheriff's department in Racine County. He was in the Marine Water Division, was not?
Yeah, he was on the sheriff's department. They had a boat, you know, Lake Michigan.
Yeah, tough work in the summer.
Yeah, he was on the scuba diving team.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And now?
They did a lot of recovery of people who drowned and stuff like that. So it was pretty brutal.
On your first outing as a comic, you remember where it was?
My first outing. Yes, I was at a club called Club 3 Degrees, and it was... It went really well. Like I said, I started writing raps when I was 11, so I'd already started the writing process.
But here you are,
and structuring and rhythm, and I think everything has a rhythm, and so when you understand the concept of control of that, when you go to go to do jokes, if you don't understand how to stop and let the audience laugh. So I wasn't like a person who just got on stage and was green. So I didn't do a lot of bombing at first in my stand-up.
But you had to be nervous for telling jokes in front of an audience for your first time. I had to be scared to death.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, I loved performing. I was already performing in music and things like that. So I was used to crowds and audiences.
You weren't a class clown, were you?
Oh, yeah, I was. I got kicked out of... Man, I used to go into school, and they would have the detention slip ready for me. Like, that was
that. All filled out? It just had to put time on it.
I skipped school and never even left school. Like, I skipped school inside of school. Like, I would just hang out inside of school, you know?
You know, I told you off the air, I went to school with Jerry Seinfeld. We were, you know, kids together. And everybody says, was he like the class clown? Was he, did he tell jokes? No, this guy was a quiet guy. I went to religious school with him for 4 years. We sat together and then we went to grammar school together. I never remember him doing anything. He's just a very quiet guy. And the first time he was on The Tonight Show, his dad knocked on doors in the neighborhood and said, Jerry's going to be on The Tonight Show tonight. Jerry's on The Tonight Show. Jerry's on The Tonight Show tonight. And of course, everybody watched it. And we were just amazed. There's the kid from the neighborhood. And you're the kid from the neighborhood.
That's right. I struggled in school. I was in special education my senior year. That was a very special time.
Well, all that skipping school, what do you expect is going to happen?
It was funny. I was on a radio station, or I was on a television station, and she's like, well, how'd you think about getting into comedy? And I'm like, well, I was in special ed my senior year. I didn't have a lot of options.
You've done TV before?
Oh, yeah. I've been on Last Comic Standing.
You were? That's right. You were.
Yeah. Been on the...
You weren't the last one standing, though, were you?
I was on a special done by Warner Brothers called Thou Shalt Laugh, and it was featured on Netflix for a little while. So I've been on Netflix. I've been on the Comedy Channel in Canada. So I'm really well-known up in Canada.
That's
so
kind of
got
great.
My start in Canada. So I'm more popular there than I am in the States, but I'm starting to come around, you know?
Great putting Racine on the map. I like that.
Well, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if we have that many famous people from Racine. Kenosha's got a bunch. Milwaukee's got a bunch. But now we have to get Racine on the map. Wow, that's pretty good, too. And you came to visit, but you're appearing in Chicago.
I'm in Chicago tomorrow.
Whereabouts?
I've actually had a church called City Church. It's right downtown in Chicago. So I'm performing for the junior high schoolers. They're having a special night for them, and they're bringing me in to do a comedy show for them. So... Yeah, that's tomorrow. But that's tomorrow. But tonight I'm at the Kenosha Comedy Club, so you can come see me at a club. There's no kids there. Don't have to worry about the 3-year-old. I want to go home.
He's scaring me. Please help. Call 911.
Right. We're gonna have a good time tonight, and you can get your tickets at happeningsmagazine.com. Or just look up KenoshaComedyClub.com. You can purchase your table, and the tickets are starting to go. So yeah, I mean, this is the last time to get them is tonight. So come out and see me. 7:30 is
tonight.
Yeah, and it's the only time I'm performing. It's probably one of the first times I've ever performed comedy in this area. So, you know, I've never really done shows in Racine, but not in a comedy club. So I'm really excited about being in a comedy club, you know, close to home. So,
yeah. Well, that's pretty neat. Very proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
And I've seen the videos of you when you were like 11 years old. I have those, you know, I'm going to hold on to them as blackmail someday. I don't know what I'm going to need them for, but we have the VHS tapes of you and Adonis and your brother.
Oh, yeah.
All performing. And you're the live wire. Well, actually, all three of you were.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're a live wire in there. And you put out a video. We have it. And it was something about clowns on the video. You had your parents on
there. Well, my first special was called Raised by Clowns.
Raised by Clowns, that's
right,
it, yeah.
Right. And I understand how, and that's what, there's so much, you know, comedy's all about conflict and then release. And, you know, people nowadays are just so scared of clowns. And so I just, you know, I was like, you're scared of clowns, just imagine being raised by them. And so I just put out this special called Raised by Clowns. So, and then I also have a dry bar comedy special called Just Work With What You Got. And we shot that. And dry bar is like the biggest... library of clean comedy. Mm-hmm. And so I have a special. If your listeners ever listen to Dry Bar, you can check me out. It's called Just Work With What You Got.
I think I see their videos on YouTube.
Yes, go on YouTube and just look up Joey ILO and you can watch my special for
free. Right now, you don't, you go by different spelling. ILO, we all know how to spell ILO, but you go Joey I, the letter I, L, the letter L, the letter O.
That's right. Because if you take out every other letter, you know, I had to take out every other letter because if you Google my real last name, the only thing that comes up is mafia members. And I didn't think that would be good for my career. It really, it's Danny Aiello is a distant cousin of mine.
Yes, Danny Aiello, the actor. Yeah.
And so that was the real reason why I did it. It was because if you Google my real name, all it comes up is mafia members and then Danny Aiello.
It's really come up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a guy named Joey Aiello, and he was the toughest gangster in Chicago. He came closest to killing Capone, paid Capone's chef $35,000 back in the early 2030s, and then Capone's chef came and told Capone, and Capone whacked the chef, and then he went after Joey Aiello, and Joey Aiello joined the Irish gang. He joined Bugs Moran, and then Capone set up the
St. Valentine's Day
massacre, and two people didn't show up. Joey Aiello and Bugs Moran. He got shot 150 times 2 days later, but they think it was Capone that did it. I think it was Moran. And even if Capone did it, Moran was probably going to kill him because he was the only Italian that they invited into their group, and he, the only person that didn't show up was him, and then Moran, who was the boss. And so I went to Vegas, and I was at the Mob Museum, and I walk in, and the lady goes, "Are you a veteran?" I said, "No." Are you a teacher?" I said, "No." She said, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm Joey Aiello." And she goes, "You're the Joey Aiello?"
Yeah, I'm 104.
She let me in. For the family discount of $10, because really? She thought I was really related to Joey Aiello. And then she goes, "You know, Bugs Moran's family comes here every week. You should join their Facebook page." And I was like, "No, I joined years ago, and it didn't work out for me. I think I'm going to sit this one out."
Thank you, Joey, for coming in here. Joey Aiello. And Joey Aiello's at the Kenosha Comedy Club tonight, 7:30. You can get your tickets at happenings.com.
Yeah, happenings.com or happenings mag as it's happeningsmag.com.
Yeah, we'll find it there. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Joey. Good seeing you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good. Last time I saw you, I think it was your wedding.
It was my wedding?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Good seeing you again.
Appreciate you.
Homegrown and one more from Joey Aiello.
We didn't have all them special programs when I was in special ed. We didn't have that No Child Left Behind. I went to a Christian school. They tell you on the first day, some of you will be left behind. And they always pointed at me. It was strange.
It's 7:32, local news time. Liz sits here at WRJN. Let's check our local news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A criminal complaint says the man accused of shooting at his Uber driver in Racine is the one who actually called 911. Police say 29-year-old Christian Cooley told dispatchers he fired his gun after a fight with the driver near LaSalle Street last Thursday afternoon. When police got there, Cooley said he was scared for his family's safety and took cover before firing several shots. Investigators later found multiple bullet holes in the driver's car, but no injuries. Cooley was arrested at the scene. He now faces felony reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct charges. The Brewers took a toddling last night in Chicago, and the series comes back to the Brew City. The Crew has blown a two-game lead after dropping both matchups in Chicago, including a 6-0 shutout last night. The series is now tied 2-2, with the winner of tomorrow's game going on to the National League Championship Series. It's a 7:08 first pitch tomorrow at American Family Field. The winner advances to take on the Dodgers. Charges have been filed against a Racine mother that police say left her 6-year-old autistic daughter alone in a car outside Ascension Hospital Wednesday night. Officers found the child wearing no shoes or socks and moving around in an unsecured car seat. The child's mother, 26-year-old Kayla Hamilton, told police she had thought a friend had driven her daughter to a sitter. Hamilton worked at the hospital. Investigators say video shows Hamilton walking from the car to work and no one else returning to the vehicle. She's charged with child neglect. And veterans in Racine can now ride the county buses for free with the new WISCO card program. Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin is partnering with Ride Racine on the program.
They'll be helping veterans sign up with representatives available at the Outreach Center on the Out Street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
An information vacuum may be one of the biggest challenges that Wisconsin farmers face with the government shutdown. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Jenny Wackershauser, who is a dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, says without the necessary data from USDA, markets are left wondering what's going on, what's being sold, what volumes are we producing. And she said dairy producers need that data for some of the insurance products that they're going to be leaning on.
We start to get a lack of information that includes our monthly milk production report, which will be here in about a week here for dairy producers. So not only does that give us a look at what did September do as far as milk production, number of cows in the herd, it also is a trigger for producers who utilize the dairy revenue protection program through the crop insurance. Part of that program is we need to have that milk production data to do the final report.
Jenny Wackershauser, she's a dairy analyst with the EverAg crew out of Platteville. She said the last time this happened was 2018, and she said at that time when the markets didn't have USDA data, they traded sideways for the duration.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
We're off to a lower start on a Friday morning in overnight trade. December corn's down a half at 417. November soybeans are down a nickel, 1016. July wheat, that's down a half, 547. Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday at 174. 40-pound block cheese did gain 2 1/4 at 176, but AA butter was down 4 3/4 cents to 160 and a quarter per pound. November, class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 4 right now at 1660, 100 weight, with the December contract down 9 at 1665. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Friday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I think my favorite holiday is Halloween. I think it's my favorite, yeah. That's a good holiday because you don't have to celebrate that one with your family. You know? You never hear, what are you doing for Halloween? I gotta fly back east and go trick-or-treating with my parents. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, they got a divorce, so I gotta bring two different costumes this year. I like reading. I'm a big reader. I feel like I just end up reading everything. I don't know. Like, the other day I was in my kitchen, I opened the drawer and I pulled out the Reynolds Wrap and ended up reading the box of Reynolds Wrap. It said, Reynolds Wrap, trusted since 1947. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Trusted. What an interesting word to use there. This is... It implies some sort of dark past for Reynolds. You couldn't trust him, I guess. You know what I mean? Just, honey, did you get the tinfoil? Yeah, open the box. There's just pebbles in here. This is... Foiled!
Now, normally in the studio or on the phone, I would have Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters in this half hour. But Brett is in Hollywood. And actually, he's en route home from Hollywood right now. He met with the studios the other day when I was speaking to him. He just got off the phone with the Disney studios. I asked him if he'd mentioned my name for an upcoming role. He didn't do it. Anyway, so while he was in Hollywood, he recorded some stuff for us because I knew we'd be in flight at this hour. And so let's talk to Brett here. Recorded. This is the top five at the box office from this past weekend.
Well, at number five, it was The Chosen Last Rites, continuing to scare up business for Warner Brothers in its fifth week of release with $4 million. And number four was Gabby's Dollhouse. The movie pulled in $5.2 million over the weekend and has been a big hit with families. Number three was a bit of a surprise. The Smashing Machine, starring Dwayne Johnson playing a UFC fighter, took in $6 million. And number two was last week's number one movie, One Battle After Another, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, and Benicio Del Toro, took in $11.1 million. And this is all because at number one, it was Taylor Swift, delivering $33 million at the box office with Taylor Swift, the official release party of a showgirl. Now, everything is going to change this upcoming weekend because that Taylor Swift engagement was only for 3 days. This weekend, we have Channing Tatum in a biodrama called Roofman. The movie Soul on Fire, based upon the inspirational life story of John O'Leary. And Disney's highly anticipated Tron Ares, which will be playing on most large screen formats. Great movies continue to arrive at your local theaters. Make plans to check one out today.
And Brett, of course, will be back with us next Friday morning, giving us the lowdown of all the Hollywood, all the poop from Hollywood, because he was out there and he gathers everything for us. So coming up in a few minutes, Brett will tell us about the new movies opening this weekend at theaters. That's coming up.
My tears are falling because you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Good care of
take good care of my baby.
Bobby V, take good care of my baby. You got some movie stuff here for you. That's kind of interesting. The website, there's a website made a list of the best dog performances in the movies. All right. Pal, Lassie Jr., Spook, Baby, Mir, and Hey Hey. They're all dogs that played Lassie in the movies. How about Terry the Cairn Terrier? That was Toto in The Wizard of Oz. Spike the Yellow Mastador. I don't know what a Mastador dog is, but I know what it looks like because Spike played Old Yeller in the Disney movie. Everybody cried at that movie, huh? Buddy, the original Air Bud. Higgins and Benjean, who shared the role of Benji. I thought Higgins was also the dog from Petticoat Junction. That's what I heard. And all 22 Labrador Retrievers, 22, who shared the lead role of Marley in Marley and Me. That's one of the movies I actually cried in the theater when I saw Marley and Me. Don't ever put a dog in peril. It's 7:45, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, more with Brett Hoffman coming up in a moment. But first, Beach Baby, here's First Class, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Beach Baby, 7:48, local news, timeless hits here at WRGN. We're talking movies this half hour. Brett Hoffman, who normally is here for Marcus Theaters, is in Hollywood. Actually, he's on his way home from Hollywood, and he'll be with us next Friday morning giving us all the lowdown of all the studio activity. He was on the phone with Walt Disney Studios when I spoke to him the other day. He said, "I'm sorry, I'm a little late calling you. I was on the phone with Walt Disney Studios." I said, "You held me up for Walt Disney Studios? Shame on you. I've known you longer than they've known you." All right, it's 7:48 at WRJN. Looking for a possibility of showers today with a high near 65, a gradual clearing tonight, and sunshine Saturday and Sunday with a high in the mid-60s over the weekend. Beautiful. Right now, some clouds, 51 degrees right here at Radio Park. The most Googled horror movie location in America is the Timberline Lodge. That's in Oregon. You know what movie was filmed there? The Shining. It's also followed by the New Jersey campsite from Friday the 13th and the house from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So if you want to have some fun, visit some Hollywood horror places. Actually, not Hollywood. Go visit some horror places. There you go. It's 7:49 and the morning show every day brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
WRJN. And now, just joining us, normally Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters to talk about the new movies coming out this week. He has some movie news, but he's in Hollywood. And so he couldn't be here live because he's on a plane back to Wisconsin. So he did record some stuff from Hollywood for us. And here's what's new with the movies this weekend.
Well, the first one is Roofman, rated R. Channing Tatum plays a charismatic criminal who's famous for breaking into fast food restaurants through the roof. While on the run from the police, he hides in a toy store. He adopts a new identity and becomes involved with an employee, even having a relationship that's risky. The Roofman opens this weekend. Then we have Soul on Fire, rated PG. This is a heartwarming, inspirational movie about the life story of John O'Leary. After suffering an accident as a boy, he ends up relying on his family, his faith, and his community in a fight for survival. The movie was filmed extensively in St. Louis, and it's great to see that film production in the Midwest. And lastly, we have Tron: Ares. This is likely to be the number one movie at the box office. Many fans have been waiting for this one for a long time. This will be a feast for your eyes and ears on the big screen. It's going to play on most large screen premium formats, and will also be available in 3D, with the soundtrack being supplied by Nine Inch Nails. A highly sophisticated program, Ares, is sent from the digital world into the real world on a dangerous mission. As you can see, good movies continue to arrive at your local theater. Make plans to see one this weekend.
And, of course, Brett's back live with us next Friday morning here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, where it's cloudy and 51 degrees at Radio Park. And I've got the Beatles. This was the flip side to We Can Work It Out, but they were both hits. It's Day Tripper, the Beatles.
Taking the easy way out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out.
Yeah, before the song started, they said this was the flip side to the Beatles hit, We Can Work It Out. Talk to somebody in their 20s, maybe even 30s. Tell them, hey, that was the flip side. Flip what? What do you mean flip side? What did it flip? No idea what you're talking about. It's 7:56, local news. Thomas Hitz here at WRJN. Check out this story. Employees at a Lowe's home improvement store in Virginia, they're celebrating after getting their cat back this week. Francine the cat's been living at the Lowe's in Richmond since 2017. Customers love her. Volunteers put up posters after she went missing last month. Someone even created an Instagram called Where's Francine, picked up 36,000 followers. Now, employees eventually found security footage that showed what happened. Turns out she wandered onto a delivery truck, spent 2 weeks running around the distribution center in North Carolina, 85 miles away. Now, it's 1.4 million square feet, so it took a while to catch her. Corporate even brought in a thermal drone to track her down. But in the end, they just set up some traps around the place, lured her in with food. Now she's back at home at Lowe's in Richmond, safe and sound. I thought it would have been funny if they found her at, like, a Home Depot or something. Wouldn't that be great? 7:57 WRJN.
Sunny. Yesterday, my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you.
1966 for Bobby Hebb, Sunny. Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do the news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. After 2 years of war, a ceasefire is in effect in Gaza. Palestinians are cautious.
I hope our happiness over the ceasefire will last. We don't want them to take their hostages and then return to war.
Antoine Renard with the World Food Program.
They have been displaced multiple times, chased by the threat of hunger and malnutrition, and making impossible choices to survive.
Israelis are hopeful as they await a hostage-prisoner exchange set to begin Monday.
Such a happy moment for all Israelis and for all the Middle East.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says 20 hostages are still alive, 28 deceased. Tens of thousands of Gazans who'd gathered in central Gaza have begun walking north. President Trump's hopes for a Nobel Peace Prize this year have been dashed. The Norwegian committee has named Venezuelan opposition leader